Greetings, I'm Barbara J. Faison, your meditation ambassador. And if you are new here, welcome. In January, I started a newsletter which also serves as a blog post on my website, barbarafaison.com, and the audio is my podcast called The Why Struggle Podcast with Barbara J. Faison. So weekly, you can read or listen. My intention is to offer ideas, insights, and inspirations to help you struggle less and enjoy life more. However you might be engaging with me, I'm grateful for you listening and or reading. Welcome to week 3, permission granted. I found out that September is self-care month. Yes, I know there is a month or day for so many things. I'm going with this one since it's about self-care. In honor of Self-Care Month, I'm offering 15% off the products on my website until the end of the month. You can use the code SELFCARE15, all caps, to get the 15% off. Autumn or fall is the time when, in the Northern Hemisphere, we're starting to slow down. In some places, the temperatures are dropping. Not so much in Atlanta. It's coming, though. Autumn is about to show us how beautiful it is to let go of things. Anonymous. Seasonally, we are moving from the excitement, energy, and joy of summer into the slowing down, releasing, and letting go of autumn. Nature shows it all. The trees are letting go of the leaves to prepare for the winter. I feel it. Do you? I'm giving myself permission to go with the feeling of wanting to do less. And in case you need it, I'm giving you permission to do the same. I hope you enjoyed this excerpt from my book, Why Struggle? Life is Too Short to Wear Tight Shoes. Slow down. When was the last time you did anything without rushing? We can reach out and touch people in numerous ways, including the phone, email, and social media. Technology offers our society such wonderful enhancements to daily living that we sometimes forget to slow down. We get up with our smartphones, cuddle with them, and go to bed with them, and sometimes we allow them to dictate all of our daily activities. Technology is not human and has no discretion or judgment. Remember to disconnect from technology to fully engage in life and with people. Set personal boundaries around the time you spend on the phone, computer, or tablet. Be sure to schedule or factor in time for relaxation and downtime. Commit to turning off the phone and enjoy the beauty around you. If you're with someone, enjoy time with a human. The technology will be there after you're done. And the practice is, choose a time to spend alone in nature. Take a walk and slow down. Breathe the air and feel the sun against your skin. Slow down and give every moment your undivided attention. And the affirmation is, I allow my mind, body, and spirit to slow down and be at peace. The card I pulled from my card deck is the number 7, Listen. My body reminds me to forgive myself. Before I created this newsletter, blog, podcast, I watched this video on self-forgiveness using tapping, also known as emotional freedom technique. I use tapping in our live meditation sessions. It's a powerful tool. The video is called EFT Tapping on Self-Forgiveness, and the site is Emerge Healing and Wellness under YouTube if you want to check it out. Some of my products are my book, Why Struggle? Life is Too Short to Wear Tight Shoes, 2 audio programs, 5 Mindful Ways to Struggle Less and Enjoy Life More, and Affirm Your Life. I also have the Relax, Listen, and Trust Your Inner Guidance card deck and live meditation sessions. The next Breathe with Barbara live session for this month is on Wednesday, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern via Zoom. I would love to have you join us. All of the links are in my link tree. That's linkt.ee/Barbara Faison. There are so many resources available to support a meditation practice in person and online. Our Breathe with Barbara live sessions are the second and third Wednesday of each month. My live sessions include gentle movement, breathing, meditation, and silence. I would love for you to join me. The sessions are only $15. They are 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern, the second and third Wednesdays of every month. If you prefer to have a teacher for instruction, I offer one-on-one sessions as well as group sessions with a minimum of 3 people. Feel free to reach out to me via email or on my website, barbarafaison.com/contact-barbara. Pick the option that works best for scheduling a brief conversation. If you prefer using apps, I encourage you to check out the Insight Timer app. It is the number one app for free meditations for sleep, anxiety, and stress. And I have over 40 meditations, book excerpts, and my courses for premium members and more out there. The link is insighttimer.com. I have meditations on other apps, including Aura, Meditation Station, Spotify, Pandora, YouTube, Apple Music, Amazon, and more. Just search for Barbara J. Faison as the artist and you will find me there. Check out the National Meditation Month playlist on my YouTube channel. I have continued to add new meditations there. It is a great way to practice daily. There are over 33 meditations on the playlist. You can also find upcoming events and where you can meditate with me. All the links are on my Linktree. That's linktr.ee/Barbara Faison. If you need a breath break, you can take one on my YouTube channel under the Breath Break playlist. Thank you for your support and being on this journey with me. Until next time, keep breathing and do something new. Be well.